Strong winds blasted the southwest portion of the state yesterday and caused significant damage across the Aleutian Chain and the Alaska Peninsula. In Atka, high winds tore the door off the local clinic. And in Unalaska, cars have been hit by loose debris and a flying dumpster lid caused damage to the town's bridge. But the village of False Pass suffered the worst of the damage. According to the National Weather Service, 100-mile-an-hour winds tore off the roof of the VPSO building. A few homes also lost theirs, and residents are now being housed at the school as repairs are made. Chris Emrich is the False Pass City Clerk, and he says that while he's seen high winds hit the community before, he hasn't ever seen them last this long.
It just, the duration of the storm just lasted so long. I mean, it was a good 100, 110 for 6-8 hours.
The storm moved on to western and south central Alaska today. So far, there have been no reports of storm-related injuries in the affected communities.